Today's Amud is Veitza Yud Chesem and Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Yudzayin and Mabez. So the first Mishnah in the Perek dealt with Yomtiv that's Chal on Erev Shabbos. Now the second Mishnah of the Perek now is going to discuss when Yomtiv is Chal on Sunday, Yomtiv is Chal right after Shabbos. In other words, Shabbos is Erev Yomtiv. Shabbos is Erev Yomtiv. Now the halacha is that a person is supposed to be tar on Yomtiv. At least Bizman HaMikdash was important. Every person, his kalim, everything had to be tar. They had to deal with tyrus, with kachim, and so everyone had to be tar. The shaila now in this Mishnah that this Mishnah is going to discuss is when Shabbos is on Erev Yomtiv. Yomtiv's on Sunday. So Shabbos is Erev Yomtiv. So when do you do the tefillah? Could you go to the mikvah on Shabbos? Do you have to go before Shabbos? So that's going to be the discussion of our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chal Yais Achra Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out right after Shabbos, meaning on Sunday, in other words, Shabbos is Erev Yom Tov. So Beishamai Oimre Matvila Nesakol Melufnei HaShabbos. Beishamai says that everything, you have to be tovel before Shabbos, meaning both the person himself, he has to become tar, he has to go to the mikvah before Shabbos, and also the kalim that he plans on using, the clothing that he plans on wearing, all of his possessions, they have to go to the mikvah and become tar, also all before Shabbos. Everything has to go before Shabbos. Ubeisilol Aimrim, kalim lefnei HaShabbos, v'adam b'Shabbos. However, Beisilol's chaylik, Beisilol says that no, a person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So the person could go on Shabbos. His kalim, everything else, that goes to the mikvah before Shabbos. But the person himself, he could go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and we'll discuss this more in the Gemara. Veshavin, they both agree, both Beishama and Beishilul agree, Shemashiken asamayim bekli, that you could be metahir water. If a person has water that became tameh, so there's a way, how are you metahir water? So clothing, we know. Kalim, we know. You put it into the mikvah and it becomes tar. A person, he goes to the mikvah and the person becomes tar. How are you metahir water? So there's a process called hashaka. Hashaka is when you, let's say you have the water in a kli. You take the kli filled with the water, you take the cup with water, and you put it into the mikvah, and you start pushing it down into the water. The moment the waters from the mikvah touch the water that's inside the kli, called like a neshika, like a kiss, that's why it's called hashaka. The moment that the waters from the mikvah touch the water that's inside the kli, we view the water in the kli as being like a chelik of the mikvah water. Now, a mikvah is tar. The waters inside of a mikvah are tar. Being that the water inside the kli is now considered one with the waters of the mikvah, so the water inside the kli now becomes tar. And then even when you take the kli out and you take the water out, it still remains tar. So that's how you're metayer water. So says the Mishnah that Vishavan, they both agree, both Beishame and Beisilul agree, even though you're not allowed to be metayer kalim on Yom Tif, but you could be metayer water, you could do ashaka b'kli evan. Shemashikin asamayim b'kli evan letara. You could put it into a stone kli, a stone, the property of stone, the material of stone is unsusceptible to tumah. It can never become tameh. So you could put the water inside of a stone kli, which is a kli that can never become tameh, and then you could put that into the mikvah. So, like that, you're metayer of the water. Avoloi matbilin. But you cannot take your water, put it into a tameh kli, and put that into the mikvah. Even though you might say, hey, I'm doing hashaka. Hashaka's mutter. So what's the problem if I also have the kli being tameh? No, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be tayvul kalim. You can't even be tayvul it, even if you do it while you're performing hashaka. You could only be mashik and asamayim, but kli evan, you can only do it in a kli that's mamishtar. And then concludes the Mishnah, umatvilen mi gav legav umichabura lechabura. You could also be matvil from gav to gav and from chabura to chabura. These two cases will be explained in the Gemara. So says the Gemara now, the kuli alma mias kli b'Shabbos light. So we have a machlokes Beishamai Beisila whether or not a person is allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Beishamai says a person is not allowed to go to the mikvah, and Beisila says a person is allowed to go. But everybody, both Beishamai and Beisila, agree that kalim are not allowed, you're not allowed to be taivel kalim on Shabbos. So the kalim you plan on using for Yom Tov, the clothing, the utensils, all those things, they all have to be taiveled before Shabbos. You're not allowed to be taiveled on Shabbos. And the question is my time, but why not? Why are you not allowed to be taiveled kli on Shabbos? What's wrong? What malacha is there involved with taiveling a kli on Shabbos? So the Gemara is going to give four tirutzim now. Amar Rabba. Rabba says tirutz number one. What's wrong with taivling a kli on Shabbos? So Amar Rabba, it's a gzeira shemi yitlenu biyadoi v'yavirenu arba amois bereshis harabim. The classic Rabba. Rabba says this by mitzvahs all over Shas. Rabba says the reason why you can't take a kli to taivle it on Shabbos, even if you're going to take it into your chatzar, even if you're going to take it into a reshis hayachid, you're still not allowed to taivle it, because maybe you'll end up carrying it into a reshis harabim to taivle. Maybe you'll end up carrying it for amois in the reshis harabim. And therefore, even if you're going to do it in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're going to be taivled in your chatzar, you have your own personal bar, you have your own personal mikvah, you're still not allowed to taivle it, because maybe you'll end up carrying it. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye asked Rabbah, if the reason why you can't be taivled kalim on Shabbos is just because of Gzeira, that you might come to take it out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim like you usually do, so then yesh lo bar b'chatzera yimayikah lememar. What about a person who has his own private bar, and he never takes his kalim into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? He always is taivel his kalim in his own personal bar. So about such a person, l'chayre, you can't be geyser that maybe he'll take it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He never goes to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to taivel his kalim. So yesh loy bar b'chatzera ma'ikal emeimar. Ask the Vayit to Rabbah, if your only problem with taivelim kalim on Shabbos is because you might carry it, l'chayre, for such a person, there's no makum for gzeira. So Amar Lei, Rabbah responded that no, there is. Gzeira bar b'chatzeroi Atu bar b'rishas harabim. We can make a gzera, even though he has a bar in his chatzar, atu, maybe a person who doesn't have a bar in his chatzar, and therefore they were geyser across the board. Well, says the Gemara, atinach Shabbos. Okay, fine. So this whole pshat, and the reason why you can't taivel kalim is because of a gzera shema yavirenov, that makes sense on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're taka not allowed to carry something in rishas harabim. You can never carry something in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. So you could say that that's the reason why you can't be Taivo Kalim, because of Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu. However, B'Yom Tov Ma'ikel Meimar, on Yom Tov there's a heter to carry in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. When there's a tzairich, there's a heter to carry on Yom Tov in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And if so, so how could you tell me that on Yom Tov you can't Taivo Kalim? The Mishnah's Mashma, you can't Taivo Kalim on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. Even though it spoke about Shabbos, it's Mashma, you can't Taivo Kalim on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And the question is why not? Bishlam on Shabbos, you'll tell me, because maybe you'll end up carrying it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But on Yom Tov, why on Yom Tov can't you be Taivo Kalim? Says the Gemara, it's a Gzeira Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. They were Gezer Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Since you can't taivel it on Shabbos because you might come to carry it, so they were Gezer that you can't taivel it on Yom Tov because otherwise you might come to carry it on Shabbos. So it's Mamish Gzeira L'Gzeira. Because you might come to, they didn't allow you to taivel it on Yom Tov because maybe you'll carry it on Shabbos, you'll be taivel it on Shabbos. And what's wrong with being taiveling it on Shabbos? Because then you might come to carry it Arba Amos versus a Rabbim. So they were geyser Yom Tov Atu Shabbos, which is Atu Shemir Yavirena. Mamish Gzeira L'Gzeira. So ask the Gemara, Umi Gezrinan, do we make Gzeira L'Gzeiras when it comes to Tfilas Kalim? Meaning, on the one hand, it seems like the Gemara was fine with it, saying that Tfilas Kalim is very chamer, and we're very concerned that this might happen, and therefore they made a Gzeira L'Gzeira. But ask the Gemara, is that true, that we make Gzeira L'Gzeiras when it comes to Tfilas Kalim? V'atzanan, but we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, it says that V'shavin Shemashikin Asa It says that you couldn't perform hashaka on Shabbos as long as you use a kli even. You just can't use a tame kli. So now, if it's true that we make gzera the gzeras when it comes to tefillas kelim, so nigzera hashaka atu atvala. So we should have said that the whole concept of hashaka is aser on Shabbos. Why? Because then you might come to taivel your kalim. And taiveling kalim is a problem because then shema yavirena. So we should have said that the entire concept of ashaka is asr on Shabbos. If it's true that we're guys gzeir l'gzeir, some chazal should have asered the whole idea of ashaka on Yom Tov. So on Shabbos, so says the Gemara, no, v'tisfra. Does that make any sense to you? Let's think about this guy for a second. This guy who's tivling, who's being matire his water on Yom Tov. What type of guy is this? Why doesn't he just use other water? Why is he troubling himself to go be matire water? He isli mayim yafim. If he has other fresh water, so hani lamali lemevelu hashaka. So why is he busying himself doing hashaka with this water? He's so desperate for a cup of water. Just have take some other water. Ella, what must we say? Who is this type of guy that's doing hashaka on Yom Tov? It's the leslai. It's the type of person that he doesn't have any other water. It's the type of guy that he only has one bottle of water. The kaven de leslai, and if he doesn't have any other water, and still he allowed it to become tamei, so mizar zayirbu, l'chayra, he should have been very careful. L'chayra, a guy who only has one bottle of water and needs to drink it b'tahara, he's going to be very careful to make sure that it doesn't become tamei. So how did he let this bottle become tamei? The fact that it became tamei is so unlikely. It's a milsa d'le shchiach. And Rabbanan, we're not geyser, a milsa d'le shchiach. So we asked the kasha, that if it's true that we make zera the gzeras when it comes to tefillas kelim, so how do we allow hashaka? Be geyser hashaka atu tefillah, and tefillah is aser because shemi avirana. So we should have asered hashaka. The Gemara is answering because the only type of person who Ashaka is relevant for is a person who has no other water, and such a person, it's so unlikely that he should come to Ashaka on Yom Tov or on Shabbos right before Yom Tov. Being that it's so uncommon, so therefore the Rabbana do not make a Gzeira on Ashaka. So it could be really we do make Gzeira the Gzeiras when it comes to Tfilas Kalim. Just by Ashaka they didn't because it's a Milsod Leshchiach. Eisvei asked the Gemara another Shiloh. Madlin Bedli Tameh. Vuhutar, the halacha is that if a person wants to draw water from the well, from the bar on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, so I guess the water was good for drinking. It was good drinking water. The mikvah water was fine for drinking. So now you want to draw some water for drinking. So what do you want to do? You have a chap. I'll use a tameh kli. And like that, while I'm drawing the water, I'll also be tivel the kli. Says the Braisa, you're allowed to. Madlin bidli tame vutar. You're allowed to use a tame kli to draw the water, even though it will end up becoming tar. Now, even though we said in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to do hashaka using a tame kli, even though your main intentions was for the hashaka, was to be metar the water, you can't be taivul a tame kli while you're doing that. Says Rashi, that's worse. Because over there, being that the kli is filled with water, so it's obvious that you're not going to the bar to draw water. So why are you going to the bar? It looks like you're being Isaac and being Matahir of the Kli. So then, being that over there, it looks like you're being Isaac and Tfilas Kalim, over there we're more Machmer. But over here in this case, it just looks like you're going to fill up some water. So therefore, they didn't make any sort of issues with drawing the water. And they said you could draw the water with this Tameh Kli, even though it will end up becoming tar. Now ask the Gemara though, V'isa, now if it's true that we make Gzeira L'Gzeiras when it comes to Tfilas Kelim, so Nigzer Dilma Asilat Bule Be'ene. So we should make a Gzeira that maybe you're going to tivel the Kli even without drawing any water. You're going to be tivel the Kli and then just dump. Just be tivel the Kli and take it out and empty it out and you're not going to take any water. So we should make a gzeira that you're going to be tivel it just stam, and that's aser atu shemi yaviren arba amos bereshis harabim. So says the Gemara, no, shani hasim over there is different because mitaych shlo hutshulai ella al yedei dalyoi so yizacharhu. Being that we only gave him the heter to do it while drawing water, so that itself is a hecker. He's going to know that he can't be tivel it by itself. He has to only do it through drawing water. So therefore, there's no need to make a gzera over there, not because of gzera the gzera. But we do make gzera the gzeras when it comes to tefillas kelim. There's a different reason why we don't make a gzera, because it's just pashut, not necessary. The guy will remember, he'll know that he can't do that. Eisvei asked the Gemara another kasha, and again, all of this is within the sheet of Rabba. Rabba said that the reason why you can't be Tivel Kalim on Shabbos is because of Gzeira Shemi Yavi Rena. It's because maybe you're going to come to carry it Dal Ames and Rosh Hashanah. And we said that even on Yom Tov it's Aser Atu Shabbos. So we make Gzeira the Gzeira. So the Gemara is asking a lot of kashas on this Mahalach of Rabbah. Soon the Gemara is going to say three more Mahalchim, completely different Mahalchim, for why you're not allowed to be Tivel Kalim on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But this is Rabbah's Mahalach Shemi Yavi Rena, and Yom Tov is Aser Atu Shabbos. So now ask the Gemara another kasha, Eisfei, frek the Gemara, Kli shenitma be'erev Yom Tov. If let's say a person, has a kli that became tami on erev Yom Tov, so ein matvilin oisa be Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to be taivlit on Yom Tov. However, be Yom Tov matvilin oisa be Yom Tov, a kli that became tami on Yom Tov, so then you're allowed to be taivlit on Yom Tov. So you see that that they didn't make a gzera of a kli that became tame on Yom Tov up to a kli that became tame on erev Yom Tov. V'misa, now if it's true that we make gzera like gzeras, so nigzer the Yom Tov out to the erev Yom Tov. They should have made a gzera that you can't be taivul kli which became tame on Yom Tov up to you might come to be taivul kli which became tame before Yom Tov. And then there's a chashash of shem yavirana arba amis versus arabim. We should have made this gzera. So says the Gemara, no, because Tuma b'yamtif milsa d'lo shchichahi. Enachanami. The reason why we did not make a gzera over here is not because of gzera le gzera. Avada, we could make gzera le gzeras. The reason why they didn't make a gzera over here is because, again, it's not common. Tuma on yamtif is very not common. Everyone's so careful about tyrus on yamtif, to stay tar on yamtif, it's very not common that a person should have a kli that became tame on yamtif. And being that it's not shchiach, so the Rabbanan didn't make a gzera over here. Not because of gzera le gzera, but because of this other rule of milsa de shchicha like gazu barabanan. Well, if I ask the Gemara another kasha, again, you're telling me that we can make gzera le gzeras, so what's pshat in this halacha? The Braisa says, kli shenit mabavatuma. Let's say you have a kli that became tamei on erev Yom Tov with an avatuma, which is metamet midaraisa. There's different levels of tuma. An avatuma is like a person that touched the mace. So a person who touched the mace, he's an avatuma now. And if he touches a kli, so he's metama kli midaraisa. Midaraisa, a person who touched the mace and then touched the kli, he's metama the kli midaraisa. So you have this kli which became tame midaraisa. So being that it has such a chamer tuma, in matvila naisa biyamtiv. You can't get rid of that tuma on yamtiv. You're not allowed to be taivlet. However, bevlada tuma, matvila naisa biyamtiv. If it became tame only with a tuma de rabbanon, it became tame by something else which became tame by touching the maze, the person who touched the maze. It's only a vlada tuma. So then you could be taivlet on yamtiv, because that's only a tuma de rabbanon. Now, vem isa, now if it's true that we make zera like zeras when it comes to tfilas kalim, say nigzer ha, Atuha, we should have been geyser, a kli which became tame from a vlada tuma, atu a kli which became tame from an avatuma. So says the Gemara, no, in a chanami, else being geyser, gzera, legzeras, we could have made a gzera over here. The reason why we don't have a gzera is not because of being geyser, gzera, legzera. It's because vlada tuma hechi mishkachasla. It's because who cares about a kli which became tame from a vlada tuma? Who does it make a difference to? It doesn't make a difference for a person who's eating chulin. Chulin doesn't become tame to such a level if it only touched the vlada tuma. So it's not relevant to chulin. Who's it relevant to? Gabi kehanim. It's only relevant to kehanim. And kehanim is reasonheim. Kehanim are his reason, and therefore there's no need to make a gzera on a kayin of maybe he's going to tell you vulkli and then maybe shami avirena. Kehanim are very careful in everything that they do. And therefore there's no need to make a gzera against the kayin. Or you could say that it's because of Kaihanim or Zrizim, so it's unlikely that his Kalim would have become Tamei on Yom Tov. They're so careful. How did this Kli become Tamei on Yom Tov? Again, it's a Milso de Leshchicha, a Milso de Leshchicha Legazu Barabanan. But either way, so far we've answered all the kashas on Rabbah. Says the Gemara, one final kasha, Toshema, the Amrav Chia Bar Ashi, Amarav, Nida She'en La Begadim. Let's say you have a lady who's a Nida, and she has no clothing to wear when she's going to the mikveh now, and she has no clothing, she's going on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, and she doesn't have any tar clothing to wear when she comes out of the mikveh. She's Ein La Begadim, she doesn't have any tar clothing. So says the Braisa, Ma'aremes V'tayveles Bibigdeha. So, assuming her clothing are loose, so there's no problems of chatzitza, she could do a harama, and she could dunk, she could go into the mikvah wearing her clothing. She could wear her clothing into the mikvah. And like that, while she becomes tar, her clothing will also become tar. And Taisus deals with the fact that it's not a problem of doing like the laundry, of kibbutz. Even generally speaking, we say to make clothing wet on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a problem of kibbutz. Over here, Taisus says that being that it's derech tinuf, you're not actually making it any cleaner when you dunk into the mikvah wearing your clothing. If anything, you're making it more dirty. So therefore, there's no problems of kibas. So again, so this lady who she's going to the mikvah, she doesn't have any tar clothing. Says the brisa, she could go into the mikvah while wearing her clothing. Now v'misa. Now if it's true that we make gzeira, the gzeiras when it comes to tefilas kelim, so nigzer dilma asi letfilibeinayu, we should make a gzeira that she cannot go to the mikvah wearing her clothing, because then she might think that she could just be taivul her clothing. And if she does that, then there's a chashash that maybe she'll bring it out into the Rosh Hasharabim and Shavi Avi Ren Arba Amis Rosh Hasharabim. If we're geyser, gzeir the gzeiras, so we should have been geyser that she cannot go to the mikvah wearing her clothing. So says the Gemara, once again, the reason why we're not geyser over here is not because of ain geyser and gzeir the gzeira. In terms of gzeir the gzeira, we would have been fine making a gzeira. The reason why Chazal did not make a gzeira in this case is because there was just no need for it. Because Shani Hassam over there by the need the case, it's different, because mitoich shle hutrala ella ayidei malbush zechurahi, being that you only gave her a heter to tovel her clothing while she's wearing it, so she'll know that it's only a special heter to do while she's wearing it. She's doing a very weird type of tefillah on the kelim, on her clothing, so there's no concern that she's going to come to think that now she could be tevel or kelim by themselves. So there's no need to make a gzera over here. So we've now answered all of the kashas that the Gemara asked on Rabbah's Mahalach. So again, to conclude, this is the conclusion of the first Mahalach of the Gemara. Why is it that you're not allowed to be Tayvul Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tif? Says Rabbah, because if we allowed you to be Tayvul Kalim on Shabbos, you might come to carry the Kli into the Rosh Hasharabim to be Tayvul it. You might come to carry it for Amos into the Rosh Hasharabim. And also on Yom Tif, you can't be Tayvul it, even though on Yom Tif, technically, you're allowed to carry, because we're Geizer Yom Tif Atu Shabbos. Since on Shabbos, you can't do it, so therefore they said that you can't be Tayvul it on Yom Tif either. That was all Rabbah's Mahalach. Says the Gemara now, a second Mahalach, Rav Yosef Amar, that the reason why you can't be Tayvul Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tif is Gzeira Mishum Schita. It's because we don't want you to be tayvel your clothing, because if you tayvel your clothing, you might come to squeeze it out. You might come to, it's going to be all wet, and you want to have a tar suit, fine, but then you might come to squeeze out the water. So because of gzeira of Mishum Schita, they said you're not allowed to be tayvel kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tif. Well, Amar Le Abaye, Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef, Tenach kalim de b'nei schita nenu. That's all good when it comes to kalim that are squeezable, like clothing. Clothing, I understand that you don't want people to be tayvel clothing on Shabbos and Yom Tif because of this gzeira mishum schita. However, kalim de lav b'nei schita nenu, when it comes to pots and pans, kalim that aren't squeezable, like pots and pans, so ma'ikilu meimar, why are you not allowed to be tayvel pots and pans on Yom Tif or on Shabbos? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef responded, because gzeira hani atuhani, they were geyser that you can't be tayvel pots and pans atu clothing. So again, it's a gzeira l'gzeira. They were geyser you can't be tayvel pots and pans atu clothing, and clothing's a problem because of gzeira you might come to squeeze out the water. So esve kohani tiyofta v'shani le'kedeshanina. So says the Gemara, we asked on Rav Yosef all the kashas from the various brises that we just brought, where we did not make a gzeira l'gzeira, and we asked that l'chayr we should make gzeira l'gzeira just like you did over here by tefilas kelim, and the Gemara said all the same to Rutsim, that by these cases, the reason why Chazal did not make a gzeira wasn't because of a principle that you don't make a gzeira the gzeira, rather it was because each case had its own specific reason why it wasn't necessary to make a gzeira. Rav Beva Yomar, a third pshat, the reason why you can't be Tayvul Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tif is gzeira Shemayasha. If you're allowed to be Tayvul Kalim, if you would be allowed to be Tayvul Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tif, so a person, you know, during the week, he's busy working, he's busy learning, he's not going to want to spend some time to go to the mikvah on Tayvul Kalim. He'd rather do it on Shabbos and Yom Tif when things are a little bit more relaxed anyways. He'll save his Kalim for Shabbos and Yom Tif, and he'll be Tayvul them then. So he might end up just letting them sit around. Now, we don't want Tamei Kalim sitting around in the house. It's never a good idea. Just like we have, not that we deal with Tyrus, but with Kashrus also. A person has something which became Treif. It's never a good idea to just leave it around. If you leave it around, it could very well be that someone might end up by mistake using it. So too, back in the times when they were Makbid on Tyrus, it was never a good idea to leave something which was Tamei around. Because, again, someone might end up using it by mistake or being Matama other things. So, says Rav Beva, that's why we don't allow tefillas kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because we don't want people to just hold on to their things and not be tayvul them and wait for Shabbos and Yom Tov to come, because then mistakes could happen. And says the Gemara, Tanya Kevasi de Rav Beivai, we have a Braisa which Mamash says, like Rav Beivai, that the reason why you're not allowed to be tayvul kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where on Yom Tov the Braisa will discuss, is because of Gzeir Shem Yasha. The Braisa says, Kli Shenidma Me'erev Yom Tov, if you have a Kli which became Tami on Erev Yom Tov, so Ein Magbila Naisa Be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to Taivul on Yom Tov, Gzeir Shem Yasha, because of Gzeir, you might leave it around and then a mistake could end up happening. So Ma'amishim refers to Braisa like Rebevai, so we said so far three Mahalchim in terms of why you're not allowed to be Taivul Kalim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Either Gzeir Shem Yavirena, a Gzeira Misham Schita, or like Rav Beivai now, that a Gzeira Shem Yasha, and Bezra Shem in the following shir will discuss the fourth reason.